Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. How are you? How have you been? Welcome back to my podcast. If it's your first time in the right place, this is your girl Ndai Bolu with another episode of A Better Version of Yourself. Here we talk about everything and anything that will help us grow, become better, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, socially, economically, in every aspect of it, like holistically. So yes, you're in the right place. And if you're coming back, thank you for always coming back, and thank you for the support and the love. Thank you for the feedbacks and the emails and the messages. I mean, I am grateful and I feel the love. I really, really do appreciate. So today I want us to talk about something that I read on the Christian Coaching Online Program, and it got my attention, and I felt, why not share it with you guys? But before I go there, how are you? How have you been with this pandemic? It's been crazy, especially this third wave. We've lost people that we know have lost people. I mean, it's really draining and sad and terrifying at the same time. I just hope that you're able to check up on people as you also take care of yourself, washing your hands, sanitizing, social distancing. And if you don't have to go anywhere, please don't. Take care of yourself so that you're able to take care of the people that you love and people around you. Check on your friends, for the people that you haven't called. If you need to talk to someone, reach out to someone that you believe or you think would be the right person. And if not, reach out, talk to a therapist, a counselor. I'm also here. Feel free, but please talk to someone. Don't suffer alone. Don't carry the burden, the weight alone. For those who have lost loved ones, I'm sending love and light to you, and I pray that God will comfort you. I pray that the higher power you believe in will give you comfort and the strength that you need and the grace during this season and period. And I pray that the right people would walk with you through this dark moment, and that you'll be able to get a peace and clarity and all that we all seek. Yeah. And those who are having people in hospitals and they are not feeling well, we pray for healing upon their lives as well. Those who have people in hospitals and their bills are just too much and you don't know where to get finances, I pray for provision. I believe with you for provision, and I have faith that God will provide and that you'll be able to take care of those bills and you'll be able to take your loved one at home. And it's not easy. Those who have lost something, your job, a loved one, a relationship, you know, because of this, all this season, I pray that you may be able to, you know, find a reason to still hang in there. Yeah. But check on someone, check on the people that you care about. If you haven't talked to someone for a while, please do. Please check on them. It is important. Let them know that someone cares and someone loves them. You might be the only person who calls them and checks on them. You never know. Yeah. But apart from that, I hope all is well. So I want us to talk about what's your thoughts, how your thoughts affect your emotions. All right. And thoughts have no power until you start paying attention to them. Trust me. I will give an example. The other day, I told my husband something, and the way I said it, he perceived it in a different way. And I got worried and concerned and anxious, you know. And because I gave thought to how he responded to it, it started affecting my day. I was wondering, now, why? Why would he even get mad at me? I was just expressing myself. Well, it seems like I didn't. The way I expressed myself wasn't the right way at all. And it really affected my day, literally, and how I could not deliver throughout the day. And until we were able to talk about it, and then I had to let him know how, like, what I really meant, or how I had to express whatever I was talking about. And yeah, so thoughts have no power until you start paying attention to them. And once you begin to engage with them or focus on specific thoughts that comes to you, to your mind, you will start to feel emotions that are associated with these thoughts. Like I've told you, I started feeling concerned, worried. I was like, this guy's mad at me. And I mean, the problem is I gave that thought throughout the day, as in that is what I kept on thinking about. And then for us who are in relationships, marriage or whatever, do you know when someone goes mute on you and you start wondering, what? Why are you even behaving like that? You know, we all have so many thoughts in our head. Yeah? And when you start feeling emotions that are associated with the thoughts that you are having, you find that these emotions directly influence how you act and behave. Exactly. Like I told you, my day was just horrible. I just didn't like it. And the fact that my husband is far away from home during this season, you know, it's different if I would say he would come back in the evening, then maybe we try and work it out. But this one is someone who is very far, and then he goes mute on you, and you're like, you get it? let me give you an example. For example, if you regularly pay attention to negative thoughts and thoughts that tell you are a complete failure, somehow you begin to feel depressed, because it's like everything you do doesn't work out, nothing gives, and you start feeling worthless and discouraged. You know, these negative feelings will impact your behavior and make you less outgoing and reluctant to try new things, because you feel like every time I try to put my hands on this, it fails, it doesn't go through. Yeah, and your body language will reflect these negative thoughts. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Some of us are very good at hiding those things, but some of us are like, you have to see, I don't like it, or I'm feeling scared, or I'm anxious, or you know, I'm feeling all this sort of negative thoughts and emotions at this particular moment. So you might find that these emotions may reflect your body language may reflect these negative thoughts and emotions as you project a lack of confidence in whatever someone tells you to do. But let me tell you something. When you train yourself to focus on thoughts that are positive and empowering, you build your resilience for coping emotionally with a wide variety of circumstances. When you're able to build your resilience for coping, when you're able to focus on thoughts that are positive, which is also something that you really have to practice, especially if you've been struggling with negative thoughts for a very long time. Having positive thoughts is it's a new habit that you are picking. Okay? And when you're picking a new habit, it is something that you need to practice. It doesn't just come like pop, no. It's something that you need to practice. And practice takes time, all right? So, as you practice, you have to be intentional. You have to remind yourself. You have to be aware all the time. You have to be aware that I'm having negative thoughts and this is not right. I'm having negative thoughts and this is not right. So you have to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. And this positive thought will lead to positive emotions that will broaden your awareness and allow you to see more options when having problems, or when you're solving problems, all right? And you will notice that your confidence level, you know, hits the roof, they skyrocket, which leads to feeling more positive emotions, you know, because it's one thing leading to another, to another, to another. Like they say, our thoughts produce emotions, emotion produce habits, and habits produce personality, or you know, all that kind of thing. So it's important what you think about, because your thought will produce emotions, and the kind of emotions you produce will produce a habit. So if you're feeling anxious every day, or worried or scared every time you start having anxieties, or you start feeling depressed and all this kind of thing, all right? So once you start having positive thoughts, you will notice that your confidence levels skyrockets, which leads to feeling more positive emotions, and these positive feelings will be evident in your body language and energy levels. Because listen, thinking happy thoughts will also increase happy chemicals in your brain, and you will start looking young. And Okay, on a very serious note, these happy thoughts increase chemicals in your brain. It's like when you're working out, you're told there's chemicals that are released in your body and you feel active, you know, you feel more energized, and it's like that with happy thoughts. Yeah, there are chemicals released in your brains, which leads to feelings of calm and emotional stability. So remember, it's very important the kind of thoughts that you're having. So if you're the kind of person that has negative thoughts, try and minimize that. And it's important that you become aware. Whenever you're having negative thoughts, replace it immediately with a positive thought. And if you don't know how to go about it, write something down. Write that particular thought down. That negative thought, write it down. And then when you read it, can you write something positive? You know, the negative, the opposite of whatever. You know, you've read that in school. You learned that, yeah? The opposite of a boy is girl. The opposite of a man is woman. So the opposite of that negative thought, can you write a positive thought? Yeah? And now think about that positive thought. That will help you go about it the right way. All right, so guys, that's all I have for you today. Nothing much, and thanks for listening. Share, and yeah, God bless you guys. Thank you for being here, and I pray that things will work out for you. Those who are applying for jobs, I pray that God will open that door for you and be able to get that profitable employment that you're looking for. Those of us who are starting businesses, may it go well with us. May we get connected with the right people that will help us do our businesses. And those who are in relationships, I pray for a thriving relationship as well. So yeah, all I'm sending you guys is good vibes, positive vibes, nothing else. All right, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for always coming back for more. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead of you, and don't forget to share. All right. Bye-bye. Take care of yourself.